I'm going to tell you some stories. I have an R here. Can somebody hold this? What do you guys like to hold that R? This R reminds me of a boy named Robert. Robert went to stay at his grandparents' house for a day, and he was throwing the football out in the yard with his friends, and he was having a good time, and he wanted to show them how good he was at throwing the football. He wanted to show off, really, on how good he was at showing the football. He wound up, and he let that football go as hard as he could. The problem is, when he threw it really hard, he didn't have as good a control, and it broke a window. Oh, man, was he sad, and was he in trouble? He asked for forgiveness, and he moved to a different spot so he wouldn't hit the windows anymore. Thanks for holding that. Here's an E. Would somebody like to hold an E? This is Elizabeth. Here we go. Elizabeth. Elizabeth was at the bus stop waiting for the school bus, and some friends ahead of her started making fun of a new girl. They were making fun of her, calling her names, and Elizabeth thought, well, you know what? I don't want them to call me names. I'll just join in with them. And when they were done, she turned around, and the new little girl was right behind her, and she was sad. Elizabeth asked for forgiveness, and she asked the little girl to sit with her on the bus. Dad. I have the letter P. Who would like to hold the letter P? This is Peter. Peter had a math test, and it was a hard test, and some of those questions he was struggling with, so if he had a hard time, he'd kind of go like this. Yes, Teddy? Yeah, was it dark?
The underwear a puppy.
Uh-huh, a puppy. I love puppies. Can I finish my story?
The Clifford in the movie?
Oh, yes, that what? Clifford in the movie, good job. I do remember that, good job. Thank you for that. So Peter was peeking at his neighbor's test, writing down their answers, and teacher caught him. Man, was he in trouble? He asked for forgiveness, and the teacher was nice enough to let him take the test over by himself, and he did the best he could. I have another E for Aaron. Would you like to hold that one, Reagan? Aaron was at the sandbox at the park playing with a friend, and she set the shovel down that she was playing with, and her friend grabbed that shovel because she wanted to play with it too. Aaron got mad, and guess what she did? She gave her a push and knocked her down in the sand. Sand got in her eyes, and she started to cry. Aaron felt bad about that, and she asked for forgiveness. He said, all right, well, how about we just share the shovel? Let's try to do that instead of pushing each other around. I have the letter N for Nick. Nick came home from school, and he was excited to go outside and play. He went in his room. He changed his clothes. He threw his clothes on the floor. He changed his clothes, and he darted out the door, and as he's heading out, Mom says, pick up your clothes and put them in the dirty clothes basket. And Nick said, no. And he turned around and he ran out the door. After getting out there, he thought, you know what, that wasn't very nice. Maybe I should go back. And he asked forgiveness. And he picked up the laundry and put it in the basket and went outside and played. Teresa. Teresa went to a friend's house. And when she got there, her friend had a brand new ring, and it was a nice ring. And she thought, you know what, I think I'd like to have that. And when nobody was looking, she put it in her pocket. And she went home with it. And when she got home, she felt bad. She thought, you know what, I shouldn't have done that. She took the ring back to her friend and said, here, I took this. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. All these kids have something in common. These letters, if you put all these letters together, R-E-P-E-N-T spells repent. That's an interesting word. What does that even mean?
Forgiveness.
It does mean forgiveness. It does lead to forgiveness. Good check. Give me five right there. They all did something wrong, and they all felt bad for it and asked for forgiveness, and they all tried to do better. They weren't perfect at it, but they tried to do better. And so there was forgiveness. And even if their friends didn't forgive them, who did?
Jesus!
There you go, right there. Jesus did. He died on a cross for those things, didn't he? And he helps us to try better. In a Bible reading today, he told people to repent because they didn't really think so. They thought they were all it in a bag of chips. I don't know if people still say that. But they thought that they didn't sin. And if people got hurt, that's because they were bad people and they sinned. But they were wrong, weren't they? Jesus wanted them to know that I can forgive everybody. Should we pray to him and thank him for that? All right. Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that you know them and that you have forgiven them all their sins. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.